Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed with the Soul of Jazz. And, of course, it's that time of the month again. It is time for Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art. And we have our guest, who is actually the headliner for this month, Miss Carla Harris. How are you doing, Carla?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and, of course, Miss Jessica Joris, who is the public relations specialist of the High Museum. And we'll talk to you in a little while, Jessica. But let's get to you, Carla. Where are you from now?
I'm originally from St. Louis, but most recently from Portland, Oregon.
Now I want to go to St. Louis because I thought it was really interesting because that's a serious jazz town.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in St. Louis, did you really understand the magnitude of its impact on the world of jazz music?
Not really, not growing up. Not really, I didn't until I hit my, I want to say my 30s. It wasn't until then that I really understood the magnitude of it. I knew some of the people who were playing around town, but didn't appreciate as many things until you get a little older.
Yeah.
Especially this music.
Yeah. But what did you find out about St. Louis when you got into the history of it?
Well, I was fortunate in that I started working with a bassist there by the name of Tom Kennedy. And his brother, Tom is bassist, and his brother, Ray Kennedy, were two of the premier jazz players in St. Louis.
Mm.
And they're both now in New York. Tom still plays. Ray is no longer able to due to an illness, unfortunately. But I was fortunate to kind of, as a green singer, be shepherded along by Tom and Ray Kennedy. And that's really where I started learning what was happening in the scene in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like coming out of New Orleans. You know, it's just gets in you. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about speaking of getting in you, when did that jazz bug bite you?
Yeah. It happened pretty early. My parents had a pretty good LP, you know, remember LP, LP collection. And so when I was little coming up, I was listening to a lot of the artists that they had records for. And there were people like Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Nancy Wilson, Ramsey Lewis, Dave Brubeck, you know, that was playing in the house. And so those were the records that really I started learning I was singing along with when I was, you know, a little girl, eight years old, 9 years old. And, you know, Nancy Wilson was one of the first singers I listened to. And I Wish You Love was the first standard I learned, you know, as a very young person. So, that's where it started.
Yeah. And you've actually, done jazz, and then you kind of veered off and did some other things that were rock and roll and pop. But came back to jazz.
Yes.
What is it about jazz that sets it apart from, you know, pop music and other styles?
Well, it has a richer composition and richer lyrics that you can dig into. You can do improvisationally. You can make any kind of standard your own. And it's just, it never ends. It never ends what you can do with the music. Everybody who does the song, you can hear it. You can hear it in a different way. I just think it stands the test of time, and it was much more musically satisfying. It has been much more musically satisfying.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, reading your bio, I saw something that caught my eye. It said that your sound is a multi-textured jazz tapestry, which is very interesting because I always have a theory about modern music in the 21st century that, you know, there's been so many things that happened in the 20th century from blues to ragtime. I mean, so many styles came about. But now we don't see that much innovation in the 21st century. So what we're seeing now is people taking bits and pieces. And I noticed that with your sound, you have a little Latin, you have a little blues, there's some swing. Talk about how you try to bring different styles together.
Yeah, I think people can talk about being, you know, quote unquote purists, but it's really difficult if you grew up like I did coming up in the 70s and the 80s to be pure anything. I mean, you've got, unless you were living under a rock, you've got a lot of different influences coming at you and loved many of them. You know, I was open to almost all of the genres and had heroes in all of them. And so I basically sing the songs I like to sing that I connect with. And if it doesn't happen to be a jazz tune, but I can give it a jazz influence, then that's what I do. I've been known to take, you know, I have, I love the ladies of jazz, the legends of jazz, the divas, the Broadway divas, and I love the rock goddesses too. Mm-hmm. And I love the R&B divas. And, you know, let's bring it all together. Everybody's searching to find their own sound, mm-hmm. their own voice. And that's been my quest, you know, too.
It's funny that you say purist, because I say nothing is really pure in this world. I mean, everything is a fusion.
Everything.
Even we as individuals, you know, I'm like my mom and my dad.
Yes.
You know? So,
and never mind. I mean, you're looking at somebody who is, you know, who is Native American, Scotch Irish, African American, French Canadian. How could I do any one of just anything? You know, we're a blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the foundation of jazz. We talk about Congo Square and, you know, it was everybody coming together to make this music. You know, I want to come to you, Jessica, if we could swing that mic. But let's talk about what's happening at the High Museum of Art. Of course, this is a great event. I love every time this comes around, and the people love it. But what's happening at the High right about now?
Yeah, so it's this Friday, March 21st from 5 to 10 p.m. is Friday Jazz. And it will actually be your last chance to see Go West of Art of the American Frontier during Friday Jazz. So that features more than 250 works of art and artifacts from Native American cultures, and they showcase the exploration and settlement of the American West. So you really got to get in there before it goes. It's an amazing exhibition. And also on view right now is Abelardo Morel, The Universe Next Door. It's the first major retrospective of Morel's photography in 15 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a great collection of his work. And it actually also features new works by Morel that the museum commissioned in 2013 for our Picturing the South series.
So, I mean, that's one thing I love about Friday Jazz. It attacks all your senses. There's so much happening from the music to the art. To the people, you know, that's one great thing about jazz music is all the beautiful people. I want to come back to you, Carla, and talk about your live experience. What can people expect from you live? Because everyone has their own take on that.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that, well, I'm going to be there with a quartet. So there'll be I'm being accompanied by some really great players in town. I've been fortunate to start to work with and get to know well. There's a very dynamic sense there. Kevin Bales, who's on piano with me this Friday, he and I have actually been doing session. I've been working with him quite frequently over the past year.
I love Kevin's sound.
Yeah, he's great. And we've been composing. And so I started writing and I took the music to him and he's been helping me bring it to life. So there's a certain synergy that's happening there just from the amount of work we've been doing together and kind of getting, you know, that's such a personal thing to be writing your own tunes.
Right.
So we'll be doing some of those, and we will be bringing a lot of the different genres, you know, both of our influences, Kevin and I are about the same age, to the stage as well. I hope, I mean, I like to connect with the audience. I like to feel that energy, and I do what I can to try to make that circle of energy happening, because to me, the audience is a member of the band, and you know, they help create the energy that makes the music what it is, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And that's what this music is all about.
That's right.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, this upcoming Friday. Of course, I'll be hosting, and I will definitely check out the final Friday of Go West, because I haven't had a chance to see it. I've seen everything else but that one, and I'm a big fan of Westerns, so I don't know why I haven't done that. So I want to remind folk that this is happening on Friday, March the 21st at the High Museum of Art from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to find out more information, you can go to high.org. And again, we are joined by Carla Harris, who is going to be the featured artist for this Friday, and Miss Jessica Joris, the public relations specialist at the High Museum of Art. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming down.
Thank you.
Have a great one, okay?
Thanks. Great to be here.